It's the 25th of June 2011, and that can only mean one thing. It's Eric Arthur Blair's birthday, or at least it would be if he was here. He technically is here. He's about 6 feet beneath the picnic we're currently having right now. We're almost on his grave, not quite on it, for those of us out there that think we're being sacrilegious. We are here to pay our respects. We're also here to meet up in the flesh, because we don't normally do that as digital dwelling types. We're also here to have conversations, which I'm sure will kick off soon, when another guest who is winging his way from Austria, although he was coming for a different reason, it will be on the train soon, not too far away from here. Sat around the graveside at the moment, surrounded by delicious looking foods, are
UK cameraman Paul Martin,
Hedgewitch,
and I am Brian Jones.
I am Brian Jones, has just rocked up on a lovely looking Brompton, having cycled 50 miles. I'd love to say having cycled 50 miles to get here, but he is in fact in training and thought he would make this a bypass point. And I think that's great. Is that what you're training for?
Yeah, I'm training for the Dunwich Dynamo, which is a 120-mile all-night ride that leaves from London Fields about 8 o'clock in the evening on the 16th of July. And we arrive on the beach in Suffolk on the next morning, Dunwich on the beach.
Wow. So today you'll be doing 100 miles anyway, so you pretty much...
Yeah, I started out in Andover. Actually, I started out in Hackney, took the train from Waterloo to Andover, and then going to be cycling back to Andover in probably an hour or so from now.
Yeah. So do you think that other people doing this bike ride are going to have an advantage over you because you're effectively on a folding bike?
I think they're going to be... The people who are riding road bikes probably will. But there are going to be a lot of other Bromptons and fixies and city bikes. And it's not really a competitive race. It's more of a fun ride to do. So it's just a lot of fun. Hang out, eat, ride.
And get fit at the same time. Fantastic. Yeah. When I first came here this morning, UK cameraman was here. Hedgewitch was already here, sat by the grave. And there was about 20 blokes who just happened to pass from Cambridge. I wasn't sure if they... Hedgewitch had brought them along, but I don't think she did. And there appears to be a couple of other people coming up, and I imagine they must be making their way to... I don't know who these people are. Anybody want to speak on behalf of them?
Sure, I'll let the...
Basically, every year we gather around George Orwell's grave and we have a picnic. It's called socialmediapicnic.com.
Oh, fantastic.
And we pay our respects on his birthday, which is today.
No? Oh, we didn't know that.
Fantastic. Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, we're just, we live around and we have friends visiting over, and one of them is a journalist. So when I told him that George Orwell was buried around here, he said, like, oh, let's go see the grave. And we had no idea it was his birthday today, so perfect.
Oh, no, fantastic. Yeah. So where are you guys from originally?
All over the place. I'm from Ecuador, she's from Cyprus, the other lady is from Puerto Rico, and he's from Spain.
Okay, so who's the journalist?
The guy from Spain.
Okay. So, I mean, I guess I technically call myself a journalist, but now I do more blogging than journalism. I have a press card, but I have more fun being a blogger. And this guy is a TV cameraman.
Okay.
Brian, I don't know what Brian's doing now. He's just cycled 50 miles to get here. He's got another 50 miles to get
that
home.
Dedication.
Yeah. Well, there's somebody coming from Austria. I've got to pick up on the train
shortly.
But he was basically coming to London anyway. I met him on the plane yesterday, and he's getting the train here from London today. And he was wearing a George Orwell T-shirt. I said, hey, you should come and see where he's buried.
How you identified him, huh?
Yeah. So you've been here before?
Yeah, once. She hasn't.
Yeah.
Okay. I was here with my co-workers. One day we just came to eat at the restaurant and somebody mentioned it, so we went on a hunt for the grave. I think it's fantastic, you know, it's one of those odd little things that you find in a place you wouldn't expect it, but it's great to have these guys.
Definitely.
Here, yeah.
One year we were here and an old man came up with the bicycle and he was watching. I said, please join us, help yourself if you want something to eat. And he was like, I was here when they buried George Orwell. And I'm like, whoa, he said, yeah. I said, at the bottom of the wall, there were men standing in a row in white coats. He says, just like the book. I'm like, what was it? He says, oh, there's a laboratory at the bottom and they were on their lunch break. Okay, nothing sinister.
That's the official version anyway.
That's the official version. Well, I'll let you pay your respects and hang out. Thanks very much for chatting.
So are you going to put it on your blog?
This will go on the internet very shortly, and I'll give you a link so you can find it.
Fantastic.
Thank you very much, and welcome to visitors internationally from Spain. Right, we're going to get back to eating some of this food before all the people that turn up eat all of our food. This is your second year, actually, isn't it?
It is my second year, yes. And I've been blogging and tweeting and following you around all over the place. And,
We bumped into each other at the BBC recently, at a BBC conference, so that was pretty
cool. We
were
in the angry corner, if I remember rightly.
That's right.
Yeah, we asked a few questions and got a few mentions on various BBC blogs about the question that I asked, asking whether they were worried that we could go live, and they weren't. So I think we've pushed a few buttons there.
Exactly, yes, the right buttons, as opposed to the ones that take a long time to push are on some of the bigger, slower mainstream, as we still call it. Hedgewitch, how many years have you been here now?
This is my second year, I think. Normally it's on a weekday, and it's hard to get here during lunch hour, but...
That's right, so you and UK cameraman both. Brian, this is your second year as well. But this is technically, I think, thanks to you reminding me, this is the fourth year that we've gathered here. And maybe next year, 2012, we will, I don't know, if it's not the end of the world, anybody believe in the end of the world? We will come again and carry on. But we'll do some slightly more serious topical discussion in a little while when Daniel arrives on the train. I'm going to have to go and pick him up in a moment because he is very, very interested in George Orwell. In fact, I was sat next to him on a plane yesterday and he was wearing a George Orwell t-shirt. That's how we got talking. It took me a while to convince him I wasn't Secret Service. But it'd be interesting to see what he has to say about all of this. Kind of random. Thank you very much, everybody.